KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Phil Henry
here, 1-800-449-8686. Boy, I can't get over that tobacco thing. That's $146 billion. And the fact is, I know they're appealing, but I don't know where they're going to go with the appeal, because there's proof now. There is proof. There's documentation that shows that the tobacco companies absolutely knew that nicotine was not only addictive, but that they were actively trying to manipulate nicotine levels to keep people addicted. They were purposefully trying to injure the health of their customers. Now, Harvey Wireman is an attorney at law. We have him on the line here to talk a little bit more about this from San Marino. Harvey, how are you?
I don't know when you asked that question, if you want an honest answer or not.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm not doing good.
What's going on with you?
Well, I seem to be... I've got an appointment to go to the doctor tomorrow morning. I'm not doing well, and I'm afraid that I may have some advanced... I'm sorry, Phil. I know you wanted me to talk about the tobacco thing.
No. What's going on with you? What is wrong?
I have got an appointment to go to the doctor tomorrow. I may have some beginning stages, elementary stages of Alzheimer's, and I'm scared.
Jesus, how do you know? Harvey, have you been to a doctor yet?
No, I've got an appointment tomorrow, but I'm pretty sure that this is... And I've got...
Why do you say that?
Well, I can't see. First of all, Phil, I wanted you to know that I have acted as your personal attorney and advisor for the last 10 years, and I cannot, in good conscience, continue in that capacity.
Well, Harvey, hold on for me. You know that I have another attorney and that I've got an agent, and I've used you more as a friend than anything else. I don't need, you know, what are you talking to me about? What do you mean you have Alzheimer's disease? Talk to me, all right?
Well, I know you wanted me to talk about the tobacco.
Forget about the tobacco thing. What's going on?
Well, I lost my car keys. I had to buy a day timer. I can't remember. I had a lunch date today. It was a half hour late. I just don't know what's going on, and that's the part that I guess scares me more than it.
You lost your car keys and you bought a what? You bought a day timer?
A day timer, yeah.
That's the thing that you put down appointments in, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, I did. I can't comment on the tobacco case because... I can't recall what the verdict was, and...
I told you what the verdict was.
Yeah, I know that they won, but I don't know by how much. I thought it was $150 million, and you just now said it was $146 million. Do you know the fear? Do you know the fear that strikes into a person's heart when all of a sudden you think you know?
And you were off by $4 billion. I may be wrong. Mike, what was the thing? Was it $147 billion or $146 billion? I didn't even know how much it was. It was 145.
Yeah, now I'm $5 billion off.
And I was off by two.
Will you, in the name of everything holy, would you shut up and let me tell you that I'm afraid I cannot represent you any longer because I believe I have Alzheimer's. I forgot the PIN number. I don't know my PIN number. I don't know my PIN number. I just don't know my PIN number.
Pick the phone up, Harvey.
No.
Pick up the phone, Harvey.
I don't want it.
Call his other line. Call his other line, Mike. I know he's got two lines in the office.
Get him to call my other line. I just took it off the hook.
You just took it off the hook. Harvey.
What?
I forgot my PIN number 10 years ago. I was in my 30s, okay? I forgot my PIN number one day. And
what? Where were you? At the bank?
Yes, I was at the bank, and I was at a bank out in the desert, in fact. And the night before, I'd been out dancing and drinking till about 4 a.m. with my girlfriend. And frankly, I was in no shape, even at 8 o'clock in the morning, to be driving my car. But I had to go to the bank. And I walked up to it, and I didn't know my PIN number.
What were you doing at the bank?
I beg your pardon?
Why were you at the bank?
I just got done telling you that I went to the bank to get money, and I forgot my PIN number, okay?
Well, why were you were there to get money?
Yes, I was at the bank. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I went to the bank to get...
So you forgot your PIN number?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I forgot my PIN number. And I
was at the bank, though.
Well, what are you were using it to get what? I used it to get money.
I was using it to get shoes. What do you mean, what was I using it for? I used my PIN number to get money, just like you.
Oh, Phil, I can't remember anything. I'm afraid that I have Alzheimer's. And I didn't, first of all, I never knew the bank sold shoes. Now you're telling me
the bank doesn't sell shoes, man. I'm telling you that
you have Alzheimer's.
I don't have Alzheimer's. I'm saying,
there he is, right? You told me that he has Alzheimer's.
I don't have Alzheimer's, all right?
What do they sell at the bank now?
They ain't selling nothing at the bank now.
So they don't have money there.
They got money. But they're not, Harvey, shut up for a minute. I got to tell you something. I forgot my PIN number 10 years ago at the bank.
See, now I'm just a foolish old man. You're telling me to shut up because I'm babbling, right?
Yeah, well, you know what? You are babbling, but you don't have Alzheimer's. I'm telling you that I forgot my PIN number at the bank, and I don't have Alzheimer's. Okay? Okay?
You know, I did a week ago. I didn't tell you about this because I didn't want to scare you, and I didn't want to scare my daughter. And
Deanna?
Yes, I didn't tell Deanna. But I
look, I think you're making a big deal.
Will you just let me talk to you for a minute, okay? I gotta let you know these things, Phil, because someone responsible needs to know.
What?
I put my briefcase on top of my car as I was getting into my car, and I got into the car and I took off. I went a whole block.
With what, the briefcase on the roof?
Yes, with the briefcase on the roof. Do you know what kind of a jackball I looked like? I stopped the car and got out and got it. Looking like, for all the world, like an idiot.
You put your briefcase on the roof of your car?
Yes.
People do that all the time. People
do what?
I beg your pardon?
What do they do?
They put their briefcase on top of their car.
Oh, yeah. That's what I did. And I had the briefcase up there
for a whole block. Big deal, man. I read about a guy who was in his 20s who put a kid in the kid's car seat on top of his car. Get a load of this, Harvey. This one will scare you to death. A guy put his own kid on the roof of his car in his car seat because he was getting stuff. He got into the car. He took off with the kid in the car seat on the roof of the car, okay? And the kid bounced down the street. Thank God nothing happened to the kid. Kid was okay. But the guy in his 20s, a new father, forgot that his own kid was in the car seat, okay? So you see what I'm talking about?
Listen, will you listen to me?
What?
I said I had a briefcase, not a kid, on top of the car.
I didn't say you had a kid on top of the car.
Well, crap, I've been listening to you for 5 minutes talking about the kid I left on my car.
I didn't say you left the kid on your car. You left the briefcase on your car, didn't you?
You know something? You ought to calm down because you're a young man, but that's the kind of crap that'll give you Alzheimer's, screaming about leaving kids on top of your car. You let somebody know that, and they'll put you away.
Know what?
What you did.
I didn't...
Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here. I didn't leave a kid on my car, okay?
Well, then you're a lying piece of garbage, of human garbage, because you just told me you...
I did not. Oh, I'm a lying...
You're a lying piece of human waste. You just said that you left a kid...
I didn't. I said a guy in the news left a kid on the roof of his car, okay?
Boy, you are sick. I thought I was sick.
Why won't you listen to me?
I'm afraid, Phil. I'm 78 years old and I'm in fear.
I understand you're in fear.
No, you don't understand. I've lived a good life. I fought for this country in the South Pacific. I had a legal career. I lost my wife 4 years ago. I raised a son who died, a daughter. I've got 2 grandkids, and I'm losing my mind.
You're not losing your mind, man.
How do you know?
Because the things you're telling me, losing car keys and
look at that, you can't remember, can you? Bobby, you got Alzheimer's.
No, you lost your day timer and all that other stuff doesn't prove anything.
Prove what?
That you have Alzheimer's.
That's why I called. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I had forgotten why I...
Oh, I see. Hold on for a minute, all right?
Huh?
Hold on, okay?
What?
Hold the phone.
I'm holding the phone. I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm going to take a break, all right?
We'll do what?
Put him on hold. I don't want to talk to him anymore. You know something, Harvey? I'm going to tell you something.
I'm hanging up, Phil.
Don't hang up.
No, I'm hanging up because you know what? You're losing your patience.
Don't hang up, man. I want to talk to you.
No, I'm hanging up. Screw you. Call me when you get off the air. There.
They're what?
I hung up.
Hey, Harvey.
What?
You didn't hang up, man.
How do you figure that?
Because you and I are still talking.
Well, I don't know how to hang it up.
Yes, you do. Hang it up.
I don't know how.
Put it down on the phone.
Like that?
We'll take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here. Harvey Weierman is an attorney and has been my personal attorney for the last 10 years. We were going to talk about tobacco with, you know, he's called back, right? Well, we were going to talk about the tobacco industry. Are you, you expressed fear that you had Alzheimer's.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
We're on the air.
Yes.
I did what?
You were expressing fear that you had. Don't tell me you don't remember that, okay? For 15 minutes.
I came on this. You want me to talk about tobacco, right?
About the tobacco award, yeah.
Well, what is this Alzheimer's bullcrap?
Do you remember being on this show?
I've been on your rotten show a lot.
Do you remember being at... You don't have to insult me. Do you remember being on my show the last 15 minutes?
Well, if I was on your show for the last 15 minutes, that means I wasn't taking the crap, which is what I was doing the last 15 minutes.
You have a phone in your bathroom, don't you?
I wasn't on your show as far as I know.
Well, you were for the last 15 minutes talking to me about Alzheimer's and how you're afraid that you have Alzheimer's.
15 minutes ago, Phil, and for the last 15 minutes, I've been trying to have a bowel movement that I still can. This is going on day three. So what are you talking about?
I'm telling you.
I mean, seriously, there's nothing wrong with my mind. It's my colon. That's...
You were on here talking about Alzheimer's, that you were afraid that you were losing your memory.
Well, I'm fine.
How's that bowel movement?
No go there, but the rest of me's okay. This will be day four tomorrow.
All right, I honestly don't know what to talk about now. I mean, I thought you were saying to me...
Well, maybe you're the guy with Alzheimer's, because I never...
Well, you were. You were talking about it.
I don't remember.
All right, let's talk about the tobacco.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
The tobacco industry getting hit with a $146 billion lawsuit that they lost today.
I'm not aware of that. Hello?
Yeah.
You wanted me to come on your program and talk about the big tobacco lawsuit.
Yes.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
They lost the...
I wasn't aware that they lost.
Well, they did lose $146 billion.
That's... Now, you're saying who lost?
The tobacco company lost.
All right. What are you yelling for?
I thought you were versed in this. You know something, Schaefer? Either he's got Alzheimer's or I got to fire you. Did you verse him in what it was we were going to talk about?
Don't blame Schaefer. You sound like a real ninny, yelling and screaming and getting all upset about crap. Now, we're talking about the tobacco industry lawsuit.
You're completely aware of it.
Yes, I'm aware of it.
And you know who the principals are.
I know about R.J.R. Reynolds, Brown and Williamson, Philip Morris. I know what they're suing for, yes.
And you're familiar with the attorneys.
I'm completely familiar with the attorneys.
Okay. What do you think about the fact that they lost today for $146 billion?
I haven't had a chance to review it. By the way, Phil...
You haven't had a chance to review it.
By the way, Phil, I have some bad news for you.
What?
I can't be your attorney anymore because I'm afraid I have Alzheimer's disease. I've been losing the...
You told me that a minute ago. Thanks very much, Harvey. It's been great talking to you. I'm going to just go on to some other things here. You know, just go ahead and send an ambulance to his house. And if there's nothing wrong with him, he's fine. Just send an ambulance over there and see if if he needs them, or maybe they need him. Maybe you should send an ambulance over to Harvey's with a carton of cigarettes. That'd probably help him out. Unfreaking believable. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. So as I was saying at the beginning of the half hour, these guys got nailed with a major, and I mean a big, big, big price tag there, $146 billion. That's just about as rugged as it's going to get. And to think I gave up cigarettes thinking, you know, they didn't need my money. They're going to need it now. I gave up smoking cigarettes, man, thinking, well, they don't need my, you know, they don't need my $5 a day. When I quit back in October, I didn't go through any physical withdrawal, or so I thought. But as I indicated to Harvey and everybody else, I put on more weight, man. I put on like 50 pounds. I wonder, I couldn't breathe when I smoked. I can't breathe now when I put my shoes on. So what's, you know, who cares? One, you can't breathe from the cigarette. Now, every time I bend over to tie my shoe, I can't breathe. I still can't breathe. So how about if I go out and get some exercise, you fat slob Phil? I know, you're right. I said to my wife, we're going to go out, I'm going to walk 40 minutes a day, try to get this weight down, we'll take some of the kids with us and really try to work and get into shape, but, you know, it's enough that I quit smoking, man. That's all I'm giving to life for this year. Next year, then we'll get into something else. On the one-year anniversary, then I'll start working out again. But I wasn't kidding you, and the reason why I gave up smoking, and I mentioned this on the show when I gave up the cigarettes, is because I had seen the movie The Insider. Forget that I had seen the 60 Minutes. Never, I hadn't seen that, and I hadn't even read anything in Time Magazine. I had to go see the freaking movie to find out what everybody was talking about. And when they talked about impact boosting and creating more nicotine in a cigarette than they needed to keep people artificially hooked, and that cigarettes were nicotine delivery devices, and all of this was coming through, if that movie did nothing else, man, it got Phil Hendry to give up cigarettes. That's the truth. Go see it. Go see it. And if you don't walk out of a movie theater, if you're a smoker and you go see The Insider and you don't walk out of a movie theater feeling like the biggest chump, then forgive me, you're not very bright. I'm not talking about whether you're afraid of getting cancer. I'm not talking about that. It wasn't the reason I gave up cigarettes wasn't because I was afraid of getting cancer. You know, as a smoker, and I knew as a smoker, the threat of cancer and the threat of emphysema and the threat of disease never, ever, rarely gets people to quit smoking. Rarely. It's not the threat of the disease. It's the physical ill effects that you're having right now. Or, in my case, what got me to quit is I suddenly realized that for 34 years, somebody had been playing me like a freaking Stradivarius. I'd been chumped. They were keeping me hooked. They were waiting for me to come back into the store because they knew they had to do that. They knew they had to increase the nicotine to get dumb Phil Hendry in there to buy more cigarettes. Now, you go see that flick if you're a smoker. And if you don't come out of that movie feeling like a real dumbbell, then you are a dumbbell, because that's exactly what they're doing. They're playing you like a chump. A lot of the things that I've... Yes, Harvey.
Yeah, I'm back. I wanted to talk to you about the tobacco verdict. You know,
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, and turn that traffic down.
Sorry.
Phil Hendry.